few minutes the works of Arkansas-born artist Elise Taylor at a local library. But first, a look ahead at visual art that can be viewed in July around the region.
Two exhibits are up at the Art Center of the Ozarks through the month. Terry Duchesne's photography exhibit shows the three dimensions of her work in a show titled Liquid Abstracts, Koi, and Masks. Featured is a series of Italian masks captured by her as she and her husband walk the streets of Venice. The second exhibit at ACO is Jonathan Harris's South by Southwest, a collection of acrylic paintings that pay homage to his time in the Santa Fe area.
Among the featured artists at the Fayetteville Underground this month is visiting artist Matt Avery, a collage artist from Chicago. For his Photographics series, Avery has taken commercial photography from magazines and transformed them to fully manifest the latent aspirations of the imagery. Also featured is Fayetteville's Gregory Moore, who will show 30 new paintings in a series called Lost Cat. The installation tells the story of a once domesticated feline in exile. Moore combines abstracted renderings of animal and plant life, discarded objects, and depictions of suburban nostalgia to explore themes of dislocation, spiritual growth, memory, personal change, and myths of family.
Two exhibits recently opened at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The first takes a focus on George Washington. It features an assortment of documents written by Washington himself or by contemporaries who knew him. It's on loan from the Harlan Crow Library in Dallas. This exhibit furthers the museum's mission to America and American art. Also included is a first edition of George Washington's Last Will and Testament, printed from the record of the County Court of Fairfax, 1800. The exhibit, free, does not require special tickets.
Another exhibit that recently opened at Crystal Bridges is Angels and Tomboys, Girlhood in 19th Century American Art. It explores the portrayal of young girls in art from the sentimental, innocent stereotype to the free-spirited individual. The exhibition includes approximately 72 masterworks, including paintings, sculpture, prints, and photographs. Works by John Singer Sargent, Winslow Homer, and Thomas Eakins, together with those by leading women artists such as Cecilia Beau and Mary Cassatt, reveal a new provocative psychological element not found in early Victorian portraiture.
And the juried art exhibit Naturally Diverse Arkansas is at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. Its focus is the natural beauty of Arkansas shown in a variety of media.
As you walk into the Springdale Public Library, you see what one expects to see. Shelves and shelves of books. Some of those books are surely on the topic of art. But if you turn to the left, you can see actual art. On two 16 feet long and 7 feet tall panels hang the works of Elise Taylor, an Arkansas-born self-trained artist. In the past, her works have graced the walls of coffee shops and art galleries. This location of a library was a bit of a challenge, but one she was willing to take.
Every day we're learning, and I would like to expand in any way and have different life experiences. If I limit myself to only galleries with trying to make money, that's not really what I'm trying to do or achieve. It's more, for me, it's to get my name out there. If I make money, that's amazing. I just want to branch out in any way I can.
Fitting that we have just passed the 4th of July weekend, Taylor's theme for her July show is Freedom from Within. The paintings on one panel are all red, white, and blue, containing the stars and stripes that represent America's independence.
So I enjoyed it, and then I also found sayings or quotes for patriotism, and which works out great because there are a lot of children who come up and read the little sayings a lot whenever they have things. So it's interactive in many ways.
Sayings such as, "From every mountain, let freedom ring," and "The American flag is the symbol of freedom, national pride, and history." One of those paintings is of a flag, and one that she is incredibly proud of, a two-panel work that features the waves of a flag blowing in the wind. The opposite wall panel contains paintings that represent that very freedom from within. These works contain the bright acrylics that Taylor is accustomed to painting with. She says she likes double meanings, complex answers to things that make people think a little bit more. She points out one piece in particular.
I have one small piece. It's called That New Tree Scent, and it's a 6x9 inch, and it is a car freshener, but it's a Christmas tree, and it's July, so it's sort of like Christmas in July. So I like little stories behind things.
Having grown up in the Ozarks, she enjoys working with nature, and many of her works contain that theme, from the tree to a moon to a sunrise.
The tequila sunrise is one of my pieces. I love the combination of red and yellow, and then I always like to add a little bit of gold. And so I was trying with my palette knife to see if I could achieve texture and the sun look and the sunset.
If you caught the name of that work, Tequila Sunrise, you can tell that Taylor has fun when choosing a title for each piece, and each piece does have a title.
I believe the name is also what makes the piece, and I have a sun piece, a black hole sun. I am a child of the 90s, so yes. And I have the moon, which is moonshine. And then Crash, Dave Matthews. Last Few, that is the same lyrics in the song. I just try to slip in little things to see if people catch it or if they have the same thoughts or feelings as I do in the pieces.
Those names are reflective of her style, a style which can't really be given a name itself. Taylor says it is more like a thought process.
All of my pieces, I believe, are thoughts that you think through, or a dream state, sort of as you remember the main points and then jot them down with paper or just painting. And with memories, you don't really remember it, the background, you remember the actual point.
For her, painting is her zen, something that she does at home first thing in the morning or to relax in the evening, often accompanied by her young son. Her day job is as a graphic designer for the family business she runs in Fayetteville, making signs, banners, and logos. And one of those you may recognize from Waffle House.
The Hog and Waffle, the little guy that's running around chasing, the hog that's chasing the waffle. And pretty excited about having one of my designs in there. And a couple years ago when they first started having the design out, they had it on the Waffle House on 6th Street. And they had, and they still do have panels that are 2 foot by 4 foot on the outside. And whenever actually Snoop Dogg came into town, his favorite place is the Waffle House to eat. He went before and after the show and liked my panel so much that he actually ripped it off the wall. So that's pretty exciting.
You too could have one of Taylor's pieces on your wall. She often donates works to charities, like Equestrian Bridges and the Jasper Christian Food Room, tailoring the pieces to that organization, like for an upcoming event for the Girl Scouts.
I'm going to make patches, and I think that would be really cute and personalized. I was a Girl Scout when I was a kid, and there are a lot out there, so they would be able to walk down memory lane.
Her works from Freedom From Within may very well be donated when they come off the walls of the Springdale Public Library. A reception for the exhibit will be held this Thursday evening from 6 to 7. For more information on artist Elise Taylor, visit her website, elisetheartist.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.